At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Joining us at 4, I'm Rena Sargentopoulos. We're following some breaking news right now. In the last hour, a jury has found the ringleaders of the largest pandemic aid scam in the country guilty on all charges.
What happens when a massive $250 million fraud scheme gets exposed and it leads straight back to Ilhan Omar's inner circle? You won't believe how deep this rabbit hole goes. And now 71 people are behind bars. Gang, we are witnessing one of the most explosive political scandals of 2025, and the legacy media is desperately trying to cover it all up. But we're going to break down exactly what happened, who's involved, and why Congresswoman Ilhan Omar looks like she is in some serious hot water. You are not going to want to miss this. Over 70 people have now been arrested in what prosecutors are calling the single largest pandemic fraud case in U.S. history. Now, we're talking about $250 million that was supposed to feed hungry children during COVID, but instead lined the pockets of fraudsters. The scheme was run through an organization called Feeding Our Future, and at the center of it all was a Minneapolis restaurant named Safari. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Guess who was caught on camera promoting this very same restaurant? That's right. None other than Ilhan Omar herself. In June 2021, there's actual video of Omar at Safari restaurant supposedly helping to distribute meals to children. But here's the kicker. Prosecutors now say Safari restaurant was claiming to serve 5,000 meals a day, 7 days a week, while spending barely $2,000 on actual food. Now, Omar's office claims she had no involvement, and this is all just, you know, political desperation, blah, blah, blah. But let's take a look at the facts, shall we? First, Omar's campaign received $5,400 from two individuals who were later implicated in the fraud investigation. And when this came to light, her campaign quietly donated that money to local food shelves. But wait, it gets worse. Omar was actually the sponsor. Let that hit you. She was actually the sponsor of the Meals Act of 2020, which expanded federal food aid during the pandemic. This was the very legislation creating the opportunities that fraudsters exploited to steal hundreds of millions of dollars. Now let's talk about this Safari restaurant for a moment. This place claimed to be serving 3.9 million meals to children over 19 months. They were pulling in $16 million in federal funds. But when investigators looked at their bank records, they found that the restaurant spent almost nothing on actual food. The owner, Salim Saeed, admitted in court that not only did he make millions of dollars in profit, but when prosecutors asked him to prove that he had bought food from major suppliers like Sysco, he couldn't provide any evidence. This guy was literally running a fake feeding program. And here's the most outrageous part. When the Minnesota Department of Education tried to investigate, Feeding Our Future accused them of discrimination and filed a lawsuit claiming their scrutiny violated civil rights laws. They played the race card. They played the race card as a human shield to hide their corruption behind. But the Omar scandal doesn't stop there. It gets even better.
We will stand bravely dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
Wow, it's such an exciting time to be alive today. As we speak, America's regaining its rightful place as the greatest, most powerful, and prosperous nation on earth. We're only 6 months into Trump's second term, and we already have so much to celebrate. Safe borders, the dismantling of DEI, $1 trillion in new investments in the U.S. economy. And just last month, America posted a stunning $27 billion budget surplus. It's the first June surplus since 2017 during Trump's first term. It's absolutely incredible. Trump is reshaping the entire economy, essentially righting the ship, which is now headed to much more prosperous shores. And what's most exciting is that this shift is creating massive opportunities for patriots like us to finally take control of our financial future. Listen, I believe we are truly standing on the precipice of what will be known as the most prosperous time in our nation's history, America's golden age. The only question is, will you be an active participant or will you be sitting on the sidelines watching everyone else build wealth? Well, the choice is yours, but if you want to be part of that former group, then I urge you to join me and my good friend Mark Wilburn next week for the Zero to Trading Online Bootcamp. Mark is a stock market whiz expert whose recent picks have led to returns of over 200%. He's an amazing teacher, and he's got a knack for demystifying the market so everyday Americans can participate in this incredible golden age we're entering. But don't wait. It all starts Monday, August 4th. So click that link below right now, register today, and I'll see you for an event that promises to change your life. To make matters even worse, Ilhan Omar's husband, Tim Minette, is now facing his own fraud allegations. Minette and his business partner are being sued for allegedly defrauding investors in wine and marijuana businesses. You literally can't make this stuff up. One investor gave them $300,000 for a wine venture, expecting to triple his money in 18 months. Instead, he only got his original investment back a month late, and he's now suing for $780,000. But here's what's really suspicious in all of this. Omar's campaign paid her husband, Minette's consulting firm, $3 million before cutting ties after the 2020 election. That's some serious family enrichment right there. Sounds to me a little bit like she's gone Fannie Willis. Remember old Fannie, the DA from Fulton County, who was paying her boy toy hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars to prosecute Trump, and then the two of them went on lavish vacation trips together? I mean, they don't even hide their corruption anymore, at least the perception of that corruption. And what makes this story even more incredible is how the fraud was carried out, going back to the restaurant and food fraud scheme here. So these guys created shell companies with fake names generated from websites, and they submitted fraudulent attendance rosters with random ages between 7 and 17. One website claimed they bought 3,000 gallons of milk in 1 month. Another claimed to serve 52,000 meals in January. The numbers were absolutely ridiculous, but the money just kept flowing in. And then when things got too hot, they reportedly tried to bribe a juror with $120,000 in cash to get a not guilty verdict. I mean, these guys had so much stolen money that they were literally trying to buy the justice system. But here's what they're trying to cover up with Ilhan Omar's involvement here. You'll notice she's always right next to these scandals, but always claims she knows nothing. Her husband's businesses are collapsing amid fraud allegations. People connected to her are getting arrested left and right. Money that she helped authorized through legislation is then being stolen by people who donate to her campaign. At what point do we stop believing in coincidences? When you're using your congressional platform to promote restaurants that turn out to be fraud operations, maybe it's time for some real accountability. The Feeding Our Future case represents everything wrong with how Democrats handle taxpayer money. They create these massive government programs with minimal oversight, then act shocked when criminals exploit them, especially when some of that exploitation ends up in the Democrats' own coffers. Omar sponsored legislation that opened the door for this fraud. She promoted the very restaurant at the center of the scheme. She took money from people who were later investigated for fraud, and her husband is facing his own fraud allegations. Do we see a little pattern here? Here we've got 71 arrests, $250 million stolen from programs meant to feed hungry kids, and Ilhan Omar's fingerprints are all over it. She can claim innocence all she wants, but the evidence speaks for itself. When federal investigators are closing in on a massive fraud scheme and your name keeps popping up, that ain't coincidence. That is a pattern. The American people deserve answers, and Omar's "I know nothing" defense isn't going to cut it anymore. This scandal is far from over, so make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button, butter your popcorn, stay tuned as more arrests are coming and the truth about Omar's involvement becomes impossible to ignore. We're in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture of how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. Do not wait. Go to americaawaken.us and order your copy today. The next chapter has already begun.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.